I'm delighted to say we are joined on the line by Sean Daly of Dingle Crystal. Sean's hand-cut bowl was presented to the US President on St. Patrick's Day, and Sean himself was there in the White House to witness it. Good morning to you, Sean, and thank you so much for joining us on the Kerry Today show this morning. I hope you're keeping well.
I'm keeping great, Tessa. Thank you very much.
First of all, what are your thoughts about President Biden's visit to this country?
I think, look, after being to the States and being to Washington, and everyone just loves to be Irish and celebrate our special time, which is Patrick's Week. That week, it's a whole week of celebrations in Washington. And I think his visit to this country is just going to be amazing, particularly for the likes of, tourism, Irish tourism, Kerry, all the west coast of Ireland, Mayo, where he's visiting, Dublin. I think it's fantastic,
It's a pity he didn't get to visit Kerry.
Absolutely. I would have been absolutely delighted that if he had come to Kerry. And but look, he's coming to Ireland, over a small country, and I'm thrilled. I was absolutely delighted. My input was our company is in the Gaeltacht, we're a small crystal glassware company, handcrafting and producing crystal with 24 years, and we got the opportunity this year and last year, may I say, when Micheál Martin was Taoiseach, to produce the Shamrock Crystal Bowl, the crystal bowl that delivers the handcrafted and given to the President on St. Patrick's Day. And in actual fact, this year then I was invited myself out to Washington, and we were also invited to the Irish ambassador's residence the night before the White House, and we got to meet the Taoiseach and the Irish ambassador and Irish politicians, American politicians. It was great, and everyone was talking about President Biden's upcoming trip to Ireland in the it hadn't actually been officially confirmed, but everyone I kind of knew that it was going to happen, and very pleased.
And of course, when President Biden was presented with the Shamrock Crystal Bowl created by your company Dingle Crystal, he also received a shamrock that was produced from Cools near Ballinskellig's in the Iveragh Peninsula by Joe and Cian Shukru. So there was a double Kerry link.
I was absolutely so delighted, and I got to meet Joe. I was over on his nurseries there the week before I went to the States, and met him and his family, and we got photographs together. And I have to say, like, thanks to the likes of, our minister here in Kerry, Norma Foley, and people like that, they actually helped push for the Kerry connection. And we got, I know the Crystal Bowl has been delivered for many, many years, and I think it's over 60 years, and we've got to do it the last 2 years. Hopefully we might get it a third time. But the connection with Joe making the shamrock, I didn't actually know that until it was mentioned to me, and I went straight over to meet the man and into his greenhouses. It was fantastic.
Do you know how Dingle Crystal was chosen as the company to produce the bowl that was presented to the President?
Well, I can tell you that we got a letter, an email from the secretary to the Taoiseach, and it was described as a letter of interest to see would we be interested in producing a piece, and I guess it went out to other companies as well. So the first year that I done it, and President Biden being the President of the United States, and someone had mentioned that he had a nickname of Celtic, embracing his Irish heritage. So in that respect, I created a pattern 24 years ago, and we call it Celtic Flame. And I done the bowl for St. Patrick's Day 2 years ago in the Celtic Flame pattern. But I also put in some additional harps and shamrocks and left out a blank panel in the bowl. And for the very first time ever, the bowl was actually engraved. We engraved it in the Irish language, Oscuilge. And it said, presented to the President Biden on the occasion of St. Patrick's Day by on Taoiseach Micheál Martin on behalf of the people of Ireland. And we done that in the Irish language for the first time, and it was the only bowl ever done in the Irish language. This year, we created the bowl on the Beehive Buildings. The inspiration was the Beehive Buildings on Slatehead Drive. And so if you turn the bowl upside down, it actually looked like one of those stone beehive buildings, but it was done in crystal glassware. And we left a panel in it and we engraved it. But this year they wanted it in the English language, so we done it in the English language. And I already have plans afoot for next year.
How beautiful.
Encapsulating the landscape of Kerry, and hopefully, or we might get a tree in a row.
How beautiful. So, yeah. The way you describe those designs and the love with which you've made them. It's so obvious you love your job. You love
absolutely
crafting. You love being a crystal maker. You love the art of what you do.
I do. I tell you, we opened up the company in the late 1990s here in Dingle, and at that time it was just me on my own studio. My wife was selling and I was cutting and designing crystal. And today in the West Kerry Gaeltacht we employ 10 people, and we produce maybe 300 pieces a week of crystal glassware. We do a massive volume of whiskey glasses because Irish whiskey sales at the moment are very big. Export of Irish whiskey, with all the new distilleries opening up around Kerry and all over Ireland. So we do a lot of whiskey glasses, a lot of decanters, mostly whiskey glasses, decanters and wine glasses. And we also do a whole range of giftware. But it keeps us all very busy here. And I'm delighted to have young local people here working and learning the craft. I have three craftsmen, young craftsmen at the moment. You know, so the company is going pretty good. We survived COVID and all that time, and we're very busy. We have a lot of tours booked in for this year. Actually, the first of them now are starting this week. We have Rick Steves tours coming in from Washington, and they'll be coming to Dingle Crystal three times a week. And you know, the company, as I say, we hope to be very busy now, right up to through to the end of next October.
Well, that's brilliant to hear. Absolutely brilliant to hear. And you're around, is your factory, it's around 2 kilometres outside of Dingle Town, is that right?
We have a shop. Our shop, main shop, is on Green Street in Dingle, straight across from the church on Green Street. That's our main shop is there. But the factory is on Ballinabula Industrial Estate. It's just on Slatehead Drive. We are just approximately a kilometre outside of town, and we have, we have over 6,000 square foot factory here, and in the Uderos Industrial Estate.
Great success,
and,
Sean.
And the tours come in here, and you know, and we're probably one of the very few last remaining handcrafted Irish crystal companies. You know, back when I started back in the early days with Waterford, and there was all these companies, Galway and Tipperary, a lot of Cavan, Tyrone, most of them are gone. But I have to say one thing, the people that are buying crystal today are all in their 30s and 40s, and mostly all Americans. They love it. People come into me from Ireland and say, is crystal still popular? Well, we've never been so busy.
That's brilliant to hear. Absolutely brilliant to hear. Sean, may I ask you, just going back, we're just a little bit tight on time, unfortunately, but I do want to get to you a few more questions before we finish. When you were in the White House, I know you didn't get to speak to President Biden, but what were your impressions of the man when you saw him? Okay. And what was the occasion like for you?
Honest to God, it was unbelievable. We going through security out at the front gate, and I had to go through security and show him my invitation, and then we went through another security. It was like an airport where you take off your belt and you walk through these things, and then we were inside the front gates and up the steps, and there was a band waiting for us, and And I believe President Biden opened up more rooms than any other president for his guests to walk around and visit. And every we walked down the long hall, all the paintings of the former presidents and their wives. I went into the Lincoln Room and just a bit, no other painting in there other than Abraham Lincoln's you know, the other rooms were full of paintings, but it was just amazing going into all these different rooms. And there was people dressed in full army gear or naval gear, and they took us around the room and explained the history. And then we went in, and the president arrived with the Taoiseach, and I was sitting only four seats away from the man.
And your thoughts of him?
And he got up on the podium and he made a speech, and he went on for about 25 minutes. So when I hear, you know, the man spoke so proudly about Ireland and the history of the United States and the connection with Ireland and the relationship that we have together. So it's going to be an amazing week here in Ireland with President Biden arriving. I think so, yeah. And I loved being in the White House. I mean, to me, it's the highlight of my career. You know, little did I realize when I was walking in the gates of Waterford back in the 70s that I'd be invited into the White House and with my piece of crystal with Shamrock from Ballinskellig and, you know. Fantastic.
You'll always treasure it, and rightly so, Sean, rightly so. And from what you're saying, since your Dingle Crystal Bowl was presented to the President last month, and it also happened last year as well, reflection on your creativity and your commitment to excellence. Has there been a Biden bounce since the presentation in the White House? Inquiries from the U.S. about Dingle Crystal. Has there been an increase?
We've got lots of emails from people all over the world. In actual fact, we've got a few negative ones as well. We've got people saying, "Well done, and it's an honor, but he's a terrible president." And I don't know which is none of our business, but on average, all the emails have all been complimentary and great. And honest to God, it's been great publicity for our little company. And hopefully it'll, you know, we'll be kept busy and working and producing our crystal glassware. But yes, it's been phenomenal marketing and advertising for our company. Thanks, as I say, to the Taoiseach's office and all the people involved in you know, over the last 2 years in getting us to make the bowl. We were so appreciative of that.
It's something you'll always treasure. Well, look, thank you so much, Sean. And I know you'll be. Is there anything particular you're looking forward to watching as the president's visit gets underway?
To be honest, I got an invite up to Ballina for Friday night, and I filled out the reservation, and I had to fill out a little questionnaire. So I'm just waiting for an email back this morning. So hopefully I'll be heading up to the cathedral on Friday night and Friday evening. Yeah.
Let us know how that goes, and I hope you enjoy it. I hope you can go, and the weather will be more favourable.
Hopefully, God, it's very grey out there today. Hopefully it'll be much better.
Well, look, Sean, it's been wonderful talking to you. Continued success to Dingle Crystal, and thank you for sharing your memories of what it's like to visit the White House and your impressions of President Biden. Some of the critics of Biden portray him as someone who's maybe a bit slow, who's not particularly charismatic, who maybe is too old, some critics would argue, for him to be president. What would you say to naysayers like that?
Well, you know, look, as I said earlier there, I didn't know what to expect, and I was sitting, the man spoke for about 25 minutes, and, you know, and any time I turn on social media, I see a lot of negativity, but he done a great job speaking, and I say, look, I prefer him, you know, I prefer him as president, and I believe he's going to run again. I mean, that's up to him, you know. It must be heavy going at almost 80 years of age, being the president, and well done to him.
Well, look, Sean, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's been great talking to you, and congratulations again.
Thank you,
Catherine. That is
thank you very much.
That was a wonderful achievement to be twice chosen to present the Crystal Bowl to the President of the United States on St. Patrick's Day. And I'm delighted the business is going well. It's good to share news about a successful company, especially in the rural part of the county as well. We've been speaking to Sean Daly of Dingle Crystal, who was in the White House last month in the same room as President Biden when he was presented with Sean's work on St. Patrick's Day. And Sean was telling us that was the proudest day of his career. He started, Sean started Dingle Crystal 24 years ago, and he's been a crystal maker for 50 years.